Proclamation number 6779 of 9th of March, 1957. Reminder not to slacken in vineyard work. Humanity needs constant wake-up calls, for again and again it falls back into a sleep of death from which, however, it shall awaken to life in order to still be able to eagerly work on the soul. And therefore this also requires constant work on the part of my servants, again and again to rouse people and to make them aware of the significance of their earthly life and to encourage them to start working, which is urgent because there is not much time left for it. No one of my vineyard laborers should believe that he has done enough once he has let his wake-up call resound. Again and again he shall try to shoo the sleep from them, which holds them captive and from which they can escape with difficulty. I well know that again and again you have to record failures, but nevertheless you shall not grow weary, for it is the preliminary work you do so that they know why it happens, that I stir them up from their rest with a voice of thunder if they don't wake up beforehand and turn to the most important work, to transform themselves as it corresponds to my will. People shall not be surprised in deep sleep, and therefore you shall repeatedly sound wake-up calls beforehand, you shall draw their attention to what is coming, you shall inform them that they will not be allowed to enjoy their rest for much longer, that they will have to be forcibly awakened if they don't listen to you and comply with your words. But you shall not let them rest. For they are in a very difficult situation, they are constantly losing more and more strength because their earthly life will soon be over and therefore they will also lose the vitality they still possess and could therefore be active if it were their will. But it lies idle as long as they keep the sleep of death, as long as they don't strive for any spiritual life and use their life energy to acquire spiritual goods. And the whole of humanity is already in a state of torpor, except for the few who heeded the wake-up calls and desire to live. But these shall remember their fellow human beings and help them to also find life. And therefore you should not stop proclaiming to them what I charge you with, that in not much longer time I will let my voice resound loudly and audibly. For this day draws ever closer and it will be the beginning of the end. For it precedes the last end like a shadow. But the end means an infinitely long night from which there will no longer be such an awakening as is still possible now through my voice, which will certainly sound exceedingly loud and terrible and therefore still be able to bring people to awakening. And then individuals can still pursue their activity with increased eagerness and seriously prepare themselves for the end which will follow shortly afterwards. But then night will irrevocably fall upon all people who ignore this wake-up call. Then they will truly sink into a sleep of death from which there will be no awakening for an infinitely long time. You, who as my servants have entrusted your services to me, should remember that you cannot mention the forthcoming events often enough to your fellow human beings. For every soul that follows your wake-up call will thank you eternally that you saved it from that endless long night. People don't know what hardship they're in, and they will not believe your ideas either. But my last intervention can still bring them to their senses if they realize that your words were truth, which will then return to their memory and no longer remain without impression. Therefore, don't let any opportunity pass you by. Don't fear the ridicule or ill will of your fellow human beings. Always remember that you are already standing in the light of day and that you no longer need to fear the darkness, whatever may come. but that an unspeakably agonizing fate awaits those if you don't succeed in rousing them from their sleep of death. Love and compassion shall motivate you to speak on my behalf again and again. But you should never believe that you have done enough. For as long as the earth still exists, the souls must still be fought for so that they will not succumb to my adversary's power. Amen.